Magudna Erev Shabbos, Parashas Vayakal Pekudei, and we are starting Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav. Now, Perek Vav is a perek onto its own, discussing the bringing up of the Aron Kodesh back to Yerushalayim. It was previously taken captive by the Plishtim. And then it was in the house now of Beis Avinadov. And David HaMelech feels that it doesn't belong there. It belongs back in Yerushalayim. And he wants to bring the Aron Kodesh back to Yerushalayim. And he's going to bring it up, the first part of the parak, first few psukim, in an incorrect way. Let's first read the psukim. From Aleph to Yer Aleph, and get a little background of what's going on here. Pasuk Aleph, we're in Perek Vav. Okay, we are in Perek Vav, and the pasuk says in Pasuk Aleph, "Vayosif oy David es kol." Bachor b'Yisrael Shloshim Aleph. David here gathers together another 30,000 soldiers to join his side. The army, Bachor b'Yisrael, chooses very good soldiers. Pasuk Beis, Vayakam Vayelech David v'cholam asheritai. David and he gets up and goes. Vayelech David v'cholam, all those who are with him. They lived in a time when they had the Aron Kodesh, and David wanted to bring the Aron Kodesh back to Yerushalayim. Ashenikra shame shame Hashem Tzvakos, that shame Hashem was nikra on the Aron Hashem. Yoishiv Akruvim, where the Kruvim were. He says in Pasuk Gimel, the Navi, "Vayakivu es Aron Elokim el Agolo Chadasha." How did they transfer? How did they bring up the Aron Hashem? They put it on a Golo Chadasha, a new wagon. "Vayisauhu mi beis Avinadov asher beGiva." They brought it up from the house of Avinadov, which is in Giva. "Uzov Achyoi," Uza and Achyoi. They were the sons of Avinadov, Bnei Avinadov, Noyagim es Hagolo Chadasha. They are directing, they're leading this Hagolo Chadasha. Pasuk Dalet, Vayisauhu mi beis Avinadov asher begiva im Aron Elokim. They bring it up, mi beis Avinadov, from the house of Avinadov, which is in Giva, im Aron Elokim, the Aron Hashem, v'achyoi hoylich lefnei Aron. Achio is going in front of the Aron. The David, the whole base Yisrael, what's David and the rest of Klai Yisrael doing? While Uzzah and Achio are bringing up the Aron Elokim, they are Misachakim Lefnei Hashem, Bechol Atzei Veroishim, Uve Kinoirois, Uve Nevolim, Uve Supim, Uve Minanim, Uve Tzeltzelim. They are dancing and rejoicing tremendously with different types of musical instruments. Pasuk Vav, Vayavayu ad Goyrin Nochoin, they came up until the place called Goyrin Nochoin. Vayishlach Uzo el Aron Elokim, Uzo stretched out his hand to the Aron Hashem. Vayoychez boy, and he touched it. Kishamtu Habakar, because the cattle, it shook. They were traveling on the road, and we're not talking about a paved road, and they hit a rock, whatever it might have been, and it looked like the Aron Hashem, the Aron Elokim, was falling. So Uzzah instinctively, quickly, what else would one do? He ran quickly, he was right there to come, push it up, hold it up. Vayichar af Hashem b'Uzzah. Hashem was very upset with Uzzah. Vayakeu shom elokim. Hashem hit him al hashal because of this mistake. We had this word shal earlier by Avner. Vayomos shom, he died right there on the spot. Im aron elokim, with aron Hashem.
There's an Aramaic word, shalu, to lo shalu, which means negligence.
Negligence, shalu, negligence, thank you.
So what did he do? He let it fall?
He didn't let it fall. What would be the problem with letting it fall? He touched it.
He touched it. I
thought he was trying to save it. Or, that's right. Let's see the Mefarshim. Yes, let's not jump ahead.
Okay,
first, next pasuk. Vayichar le David. David was very upset. Who was he upset at? Who's there to be upset at? He's upset at himself. This is the midah. Just always pay attention. We could learn Shmuel Beis. And you can learn Shmuel Beis. You can learn Shmuel Beis and not realizing the tzidkus of David HaMelech. And you can learn Shmuel Beis by realizing the tzidkus of David HaMelech. The same psukim. David HaMelech is not pointing the blame on someone else. Vayichar le David al asher paretz Hashem peretz b'uza. That Hashem punished Uza for touching the Aron Elokim. He was upset at himself. He's not upset at Uza. Not upset at Hashem. This place is called Peretz Uzzah up until this day.
Do we know that he's upset with himself from washing
the pasuk? We'll see. We'll see how the Mefarshim bring this out. Pasuk test. Vayira David es Hashem b'yoyim ahu. David is fears Hashem on that day. We have to know what this means. Only on that day? Of course not only on that day, right? David says, how is it possible? How will the Aron HaLakim come to me? And how can I bring it? I want to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yud. V'loy ava David lahasir elav es Aron Hashem al ir David. David was not able to direct the Aron HaLakim to ir David, vayateyu David beis oved edoim hagiti. And he redirects this Aron HaLakim to the house of oved edoim hagiti. Pasuk Yir Aleph, vayeshev Aron Hashem beis oved edoim hagiti, shloisha chadoshim. For 3 months, it was in the house of Oved Edom Hagiti. Vayivarech Hashem es Oved Edom es kol Beisoy. The pasuk concludes, then we'll go back now to pasuk Aleph, that Hashem blesses Oved Edom and this whole entire household. Okay. Outside, let's review what we just learned in these psukim. The parak begins in parak Vav. David, he gathers together new soldiers. And then he wants to go with all of with Klai Yisrael to bring up the Aron Hashem. Now we have to picture this in our head. This wasn't David HaMelech with a few soldiers. This was a mass of people. They're all gathered together. If there has ever been a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, nothing was like this before. Hachnasa Sefer Torah of the highest degree. They have the trucks going, the music blasting, and the floats and everything. Of course, it didn't exist, I'm saying, but that's what's taking place there. All the people out there gathering to bring in the Kavod Hashem, bring in the Aron Hashem back to Yerushalayim. What do? They put it on the wagon. Agolah Chadasha, Lahavdil, a new Rolls Royce with a large, back to place the Aron Hashem on. Excuse me for saying like that even. Agolah Chadasha, you have Achya and Uza directing this Aron HaLakim on Agolah Chadasha, and then it slips. It hits a bump in the road. And Uzzah instinctively goes to make sure it doesn't fall. He wants to protect Aron Hashem. Hashem's response is, how could you touch it? You can't do that. And he dies immediately on the spot. The whole procession, the whole simcha, it stops. Now they have Levi to take care of. Tremendous busha. Tremendous busha to David Melech. He wants to bring up another Hashem. Obviously, Hashem is saying, you don't deserve it right now. Something's going wrong. As we'll see, David's upset at himself for doing something wrong. They redirect the Aron Hashem to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti. It's there for 3 months, and the pasuk ends how Hashem blesses Oved Edom Hagiti. Yes. A very good question which is asked, which is Neil's asking, that the punishment seems a little harsh in regards to the intent from Uzzah was to do a positive thing to protect the Aron Hashem. And why is it that he is punished so severely with his life? Right, that's basically the question.
Yes.
Okay. So let's keep that in mind when we come to answer it, Mr. Hashem.
You can see him standing there, not touching it, letting it fall, and he dies for not...
Right. On the flip side, that's what was bothering Rav Gedalia as well. It's like catch 22. What are you supposed to do? You see, the Aron Hashem looks like it's falling. You know, I'll share with you a quick story. You know, just to like agree with you. Years ago, I was by Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. I don't think I've ever publicized this, at least in the recording, but it's always a first. And I'm around 40 feet away, maybe 30 feet away from where I see what's taking place. 30, 40 feet. What do I see? We were in the yeshiva in Chaim Berlin, in the downstairs. They had a little suda for the ofruf. And there's this wooden mechitza that's swaying back and forth. It's on wheels. And there's a little child next to it. And I see it's like starting to tilt, go down. There's no time for me to scream. There's a problem, though. There are 4 or 5 tables in between me and this mechitza and the little child. I got up. Now, this is by the end of a, towards the end of a, I think they were benching, they just benched, of the Shevrach, of the Ofruf. I got up, and you know that game Frogger? You know, as a little kid, you had to, you jump from one log to the next? I ran on the jump from one table to the next. I'm running quickly. I see it's falling down. And the little child's right there. So I'm jumping from one table. Eventually, everyone sees this guy running, there's a man running on the table. It's like, what's going on here? They pick up their heads. And then the mother turns around, notices her child's over there. She quickly grabs her child while that mechitza is coming down. And I'm jumping down at the same time. I don't know if I was doing more harm than good because I was like landing right by the mechitza and I caught it, you know. I don't remember that. Baruch Hashem, everyone's okay. Happy ending. So, why did I bring that in? You see the Aron falling. You're not going to go save it? You could maybe punish for saving it. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to learn Mefarshim. We'll have to see the Pesukim inside with the Mefarshim. Let's go back to Pasuk Aleph now. Vayosef oi David es kol bachor Yisrael shloshim aleph. The first point I want to share with you is that the Mefarshim tell us, we don't see David HaMelech over here, we don't see HaMelech David, we don't see anything Melech. Vayosef oi David. The Sefer Das Seferim points out, he tells us, why does it say just David by itself, without the Torah, without the title Melech? It wasn't a specific pula because he was the Melech. He felt this is the right thing to do, but not necessarily because of the Malchus. But Yosef Oy David, of course, he's the leader of the army as well. David gets up and they go to do what? To bring back Mibayla Yehuda, La'alais Misha Meis Aron Alakim, Asher Nikra Shem Shem Hashem Tzavakos Yoshev Akruv Ma'olof. Okay, now, let's take a look at Rashi here. What does it mean, Asher Nikra Shem Shem? Rashi says, Asher Nikra Loi La'orun Shem. The Aron is called by a name. Umahu Hashem, what is this name that the Aron Hashem is called by? Shaya Shem Hashem Tzvokis Olav. The name of Hashem was resting on it, the Aron Hashem. Why was the name of Hashem resting on the Aron Elokim? That's why it says Shem Shem, right? Why? Because, as the pasuk tells us, because the Yoishiv HaKruv Malah, because of the Kruvim that are resting on top. The Malbim tells us, the Malbim says, Shem Hashem Tzvakas Yoishiv Olav Ala Kruvim, Boifin Shakruvim Heim Merkava L'Shem Hashem Hashoichin Aleim B'Kodesh. The Kruvim are the Merkava, the chariot of Hashem. The Kruvim are the most Kodesh physical creation here in this world. They defy the laws of nature. Intrinsically, the Aron Hashem defies the laws of nature. If a person would take, it's actually the parashas that we're learning right now, Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakal Bekudei, this week's parasha Vayakal Bekudei, you take the dimensions of the Aron Hashem and you put them in the Kodesh Kedoshim, doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. You ever try to take, let's say, like a USB cord, a plug, and put it into an outlet? You'll be there forever. It just won't work. The two aren't compatible. Yet, the Aron Hashem was able to go into Kodesh Kedoshim. How is that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a lesson. This Aron Hashem represents my Shechina, which is Melamayla Min HaTeva, which is not bound to nature. Every single creation, by definition of being what's called a creation, is defined and can be defined. This table is 8 feet long and not 7 feet long. It's 2 feet, 3 feet off the table and not 4 feet off the ground. Everything that is created by definition has a definition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, cannot be defined. Therefore, the Aron Hashem is teaching us this lesson that by definition of being the conduit, the representative of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents, beyond the Ma'ilam and Ateva, there is no such thing as definition. That's why he is able to be in the Kodesh Kadoshim, even though the laws of nature don't fit into it. Continues the Malbim. Roi shenoisei ha'aron, it's appropriate that the carriers of the aron yidamu el noisei hamerkava halyoina, asher demus p'neim p'nei adam. It's appropriate that the face of the kruvim are those of people, v'lo yinosu al shor v'chamor, and not those of the ox and the donkey. Same reason, the Malbim is connecting and telling us that just like the Kruvim are in the image of Bnei Adam, of people, and we'll discuss for a second why is it specifically the children, they have the face of children, so too it's appropriate, there's a specific image of the Kruvim. So it's appropriate that the carriers of the Aron are specific people. And it's carried in a specific way. Who are these specific people? The Levim. And how is it transported? Ala Kosef, on the shoulder. Specifically on the shoulder. Not on the Agola Chadasha. Not on the new wagon. Let's just backtrack a second. I was asked a question once. Why is it that the Kruvim have the faces of the little children? So I wanted to suggest that we know, we've learned in the Shmir Saloshin from the Maran Shabbos, that we know the concept by little children, they might do mischief and this and that, but they don't have chet. Children don't have chet. Until there's a chiyuv of mitzvahs of 12 or 13, they don't have chet. They're pure, tahar. The bnei adam, the image of the face of the little children, are coming to represent the kedusha al yoyna, the pure tahira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is no chet, there is no sin, it's kol kulay kodesh. It's the kodesh HaKadoshim and the Aron HaKodesh represented by the little children that do not have any chait with them. It's called Kulei Kodesh. Now, at the end of this Malbim, we just started discussing some clarification as to what's taking place over here. What happened wrong? What happened wrong was that they placed the Aron Hashem on the wagon. Mistake number one. They placed the Aron Hashem on the wagon. And the truth is, it's not really mistake number one. As we'll see right now in the next Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayakivu es Aron Elokim El Agolo Chadosho Vayisa Uhu mi Beis Avinodo Vashebegiva. They transported the Aron Hashem on the wagon. V'uzov achyoy b'nei avinodov noyegim es agol chadosha. Uza and achyoy b'nei avinodov were noyegim, they were leading this agol chadosha. But to take now a look at very important Rashi over here. El agol chadosha. Rashi says, El agol chadosha, ta'a b'davar she'afilu tinoikos shel beis rabban yoydinoisoy. They made a mistake. There is a mistake that took place that even the little children in Cheder, little children in Yeshiva, they know this halacha. What's the mistake? Ki avoides hakodesh aleihem v'kesef yisou. The avoides hakodesh, the kelim of the Mishkan, how are they transported? By kesef yisou. You should be carried on the shoulder. So why was David punished? Well, how could they make such a mistake like this? Now, before we read the next few words in this Rashi, I want to remind us ourselves of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikim kechut ha-saira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the tzadikim on the highest madrega. Kechut ha-saira means you take a hair, as we discuss all the time, and you look at it, you can barely see it. When it's in front of your eyes even. You can barely see it. It's so thin. If there's one deviation, little deviation, off to the right or to the left, as opposed to going straight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's a mistake. The greater the tzaddik, the greater the person, the greater the punishment. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Now, what did David do wrong? How did he make such a mistake that he didn't remember? Because if he saw, it's a pasuk. Lefi or Lefi Sha'amar in Tehillim, Kufyates, Kapitel Kufyates, Pasuk Nundalid. What did David say? Zmirais Hayulichu Kecha Bebeis Mugurai. He referred to Torah as Zmirais, as songs. Nenosh Lovali Dekach. He was punished with this of not remembering the correct halacha. Nenash Dekach, who mays Uza al Yada, and Uza died because of him. Now, of course, the question is, if David did something wrong, why is Uza dying? Right? How does that make sense? So, who mays Uza al Yada, lefichach kesheviu mi beis Oved, when he brought the Aron from the house of Oved, heviu bekosef. They didn't make the same mistake the second time. Shneamar says, "Vayandivei ayomim, vayoymer lehem atem roshei ha'avos lelevim hiskadshu atem va'achichem havelisem es arin ki limberishoyne loy atem paratz Hashem lekeinu banu ki loy dernashnuhu kimishpat." The Rashi brings from Divrei Yomim. He concludes the pasuk here by telling us that the second time around, they brought up the Aron properly on the shoulders. We just read Rashi. Let's explain what Rashi is saying here and then try to understand what took place with David with the mistake. Rashi says that there is a mistake. What was the mistake? That they put the Agola, the Aron Hashem on the wagon. And how are you supposed to transport the Agola, the Aron, on the shoulders? Now, David HaMelech, he knew this pasuk. Of course, he knew the pasuk. The Mefarshim explained, he felt, when is that din applicable? In the Midbar. For that time period. Not that it was l'dayris, not that it was for all future generations. So that's how he came to this mistake. That's what his thought process was. However, Rashi is telling us from the Gemara that David referred to Torah as Mirois. Now, before I continue this, Rashi, I want to be masbir something. I want to explain. If there's anyone who knew what Limud HaTorah was, it was David HaMelech. David HaMelech's whole essence was Limud HaTorah, was constant Torah. He had the harp, as the Gemara in Brachas tells us, he had the harp by the window, and with a nace, it would blow, it would sing, and it would be like his alarm clock, no snooze button on it, and he would wake up, he would start to learn. And there's a whole discussion, how long did he sleep for? Shein es asus, the amount of time that sleep a horse sleeps for. And what was he doing? Chazal tell us that Klai Yisrael said, if this is the Melech David HaMelech, who's busy taking care of all of Klai Yisrael, and what's he doing? He's learning Torah. Allah has kama v'kama. The common folk said, we should be learning Torah as well. He led by example. He told everybody to learn. How? Because they saw him learning always. There's no one who knew better what it was to mean to learn Torah than David HaMelech. But yet, on his great level, he referred to Torah as zmirois, as songs, which sounds like, gives a connotation, that it doesn't require toiling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikim kechut asayra. And therefore, he was taught b'davar sha'afilu t'nagish abeis rabin yaitin. He made this mistake that the little children are aware of, that you don't carry the Aron Hashem on the wagon, but on the shoulders. Yes, please. Since he referred to the Torah as Zemirois, there was a punishment that came. The punishment came that he forgot the halacha. Since he forgot the halacha, it brought about the death of Uzzah. Well, let's see Pasuk Dalet now. Okay, I'm not sure. Should we give the answer with Uzzah a little now, or should we wait for next week? That wouldn't be right, right? Yeah. Okay, Pasuk Dalet. Vayisa'uhu mi beis avinadav v'ashev v'giva im aron alakim v'achi ha'ilech lefnei aron. V'dover v'chol pasukei v'dover v'chol beis Yisrael misachakim lefnei Hashem nechol atzei v'roishim. Now, the pasuk continues with the kinayros nevolim v'nevolim v'supim v'benanim v'tzaltzalim. Here, the pasuk also describes another mistake taking place. There are specific types of kalim, of instruments, that we are directed to use, instructed to use. Here, they use the wrong kalim, also part of the wrong instruments, also part of the same punishment. I just want to ask you, how do you spell the name Uzzah?
Ayin Zayin Aleph.
If you take a look in Pasuk Gimel, it says Ayin Zayin Aleph. It's interesting because if you take a look in Pasuk Zayin, it says Ayin Zayin Hey. What's going on? Well, it's one of those names you spell any way you want? Okay. Sephardi Ashkenaz? Okay. Fine. Pasuk Vav. Vayavayu ad goyer nochen vayishlach Uzzah al oren alakim vayoyichez boy kishamtu babakar. The bakar, the cattle shakes, the oron hits a brock, the oron starts to fall. And Pasuk Zayin, vayicharaf Hashem b'Uzzah. Hashem gets upset at Uzzah. Vayakeyu shom alakim al ashal for this mistake. Vayomas shom im oron alakim. And he dies with oron alakim next to him. Step number one. The mistake of Uzzah. As the Mefarshim explained, one of the mistakes was that the Oron is Noises Noisov. The Oron Hashem carries those who are carrying it. It, meaning the person, is not carrying the Oron, but the Oron is carrying the people. This, as the Mefarshim explain, is a very important lesson in life. when we view things in life, sometimes we see things straightforward, black and white, but really, it's the total opposite. In life, is it the Torah supports the people, or the people support the Torah? Yes, of course, we need both. The message over here is he had the lack of the emunah. What should he have done? He should not have gone and stretched out his hands to it. It looked like it was falling, but it was not falling.
So he's supposed to believe that Hashem would never let Aaron fall.
100%. Wow. That's the madrega that Uzzah was on. That's the madrega that Uzzah was on. And that's the madrega that Hashem expected from him. That even though it hit that bump, and it looked like it was falling. Now, when I saw that mechitza falling, it's a mechitza. You better go do something about it. Scream out, go try to hold it and catch it, that doesn't fall on the child. But this is the Aron Hashem. The emunah we all have to have, it's the Torah that's running the world. You see how what's being said here? Now, what's the hay? The hay, the Mefarshim explain, the hay is referring to Olam Haba. Uzzah went straight to Olam Haba without stopping off at a pit stop of Gehenna. Because through his death, this lesson that we're saying now came out as well. He was Mekadesh Hashem. He had good intentions, like we're all saying. He made a mistake. The Shalah, the mistake was of the Emunah, of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, the Aron is the one that's running the world. The Aron, the Torah is Hashem is running the world.
And this is because he was on Temshim Madrega.
Yes. Yes. He was on that Madrega, of course. He could only be punished because he was on that Madrega. He was on that Madrega. He should have remembered. He should have had that Amunah. So the Hay is coming to refer to the fact that his name is spelled in Aleph. But why is the Hay is telling us Uzzah went straight to Olam Haba. Because on his, through him, this lesson that we're saying now, it's the Torah that supports the world. The Torah gives the oxygen, the life existence to every single creature and creation in this world. And it's those who support the Torah that's the Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. Everyone and everyone can grab hold of that Eitz Chaim. And that's what Uzzah taught Klai Yisrael. And that's what Uzzah brought out that lesson. Because he cared for the Torah. He didn't want it to fall. But he should not have touched it. We're going to have to continue. We have a lot of questions to continue with Mr. Shem with next week. Thank you.